BBC News with Marianne Marshall. Senior figures in President Obama's government have indicated that his health care reforms may be diluted a day after he robustly defended them at a public meeting. A government-run scheme to extend health insurance to the 45 million uninsured Americans had emerged as a key component of the reforms. But speaking on American television, the Health Secretary, Kathleen Sebelius, said that creating an additional government-run insurer had never been the president's top priority. She said the reforms weren't meant to replace private health care.
Small business owners would be encouraged to actually stabilize their insurance plans, to offer coverage to their employees. They'd have tax credits. They'd have some help for the low-income employees to be able to afford the coverage. So I think, if anything, it wouldn't dismantle the private market. It would actually help to provide a more stable private marketplace.
Three more British soldiers have been killed in Afghanistan, the latest in a surge of casualties. They were killed in Sangin in Helmand province, where a British soldier died on Saturday. Earlier, the Prime Minister, Gordon Brown, said Britain's military operation in Afghanistan would continue. He said it was vital to protect Britain. The American man, John Yetor, who was jailed in Burma last week for illicitly visiting the detained pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi, has been phoned to hospital in Thailand. Mr. Yetor was let off his 7-year sentence by Burma's military leaders following the intervention of a visiting U.S. Senator, Jim Webb. Alistair Leithhead reports.
John Yetor's time in jail had obviously taken its toll as he was helped off the plane in Bangkok after being released from prison and deported. The man who secured his release, Senator Jim Webb, is the most senior U.S. official to ever meet the ruling generals and Tam Chui, the reclusive number one of Burma's leadership. They also let him meet Aung San Suu Kyi, something even UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon couldn't do. It's a sign American efforts towards engagement suited the general's purposes. The senator is a man known to oppose extending sanctions.
The Jamaican sprinter Usain Bolt has won the 100 metres final at the World Athletics Championship in Berlin.